Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
trying to get my voice going there. So I
didn't do my exercises.
I didn't do my exercises. A-I-O-U.
Red leather, yellow leather.
That's your fetish, right? That's what you're...
It's a nice vocal warm-up, too.
So, yesterday I was sitting around and I was a little bored, and I want to say it's before Craig gets here, because Craig is never bored apparently. But yesterday,
never.
I was bored. The kids were out, we watched a little TV, and there wasn't much on, and it was like 4 o'clock. So I think it's one of the first times. It sounds stupid, because during the pandemic, a lot of us have had alcohol because they're bored. But I literally didn't want to drink yesterday, but I drank because I was just that bored.
What else are you going to do?
Exactly. Yeah. So I made a margarita. One of our Nebraska Brewing Company makes these canned margaritas. They're great. And, but it involves an extra shot. So I found some tequila, put an extra shot in there. And then I had one beer. So I fell asleep pretty early, like 9. Of course, when I drink like that, that wasn't much, obviously, just 2 shots and a beer. Well, actually, one of those things, I probably have about 2 shots in them already, don't they?
Probably.
Yeah, I think
so. Probably... Yeah, they say there's 2 in, so there's probably 3 ounces of booze in there.
Okay, whatever.
So did you drink from 4 till 9?
Did you quit
a little before
No,
that?
All I have is one margarita and a beer, but I fell asleep at 9. The problem is I wake up at 3, and that's 6 hours sleep. And for us guys, that's
about
enough.
A full night.
Yeah, so I toss and turn for an hour and 20 minutes, and that makes me cranky. And then I make my coffee. And I leave the house, forgot it. Totally
left
forgot.
It there?
Oh, what a nightmare that was. So I'm thinking, do I drive here the whole way here? And I know we don't have much coffee here usually anyway. And then I'm starting to think, I haven't gotten coffee at a convenience store since the pandemic. I know early on in the pandemic, spring and summer, they didn't have it. But you know,
some were closed.
Yeah, some didn't even let you in the store.
Let's get up to date a little bit. The stores were open, at least but there was a lot of times I'd walk in some of those in the summer to get gas. Some again, and coffee was just nothing shut down. I mean the coffee, but of course they're open. Thank Jesus. So I swung in. I got a big cut. So I'm dealing with this lady and she's not friendly. Oh my God, the kind that's not friendly that doesn't say a word, you know. I hear them, I put my coffee down, and I look at her. No, I'm putting my card into the slot there, and I don't even hear, "Hey, good morning." So I look up, I go, "Oh, morning." She looks... Nothing. No reaction. not a good morning back. I mean, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, if you're working a cashier, you gotta...
You say good morning back.
You gotta try.
And believe me, I wasn't like...
You gotta try.
And I wasn't like, you know, overly morning happy. Like, I'm sure she didn't want to hear that either.
No, you're not capable of that.
No, I didn't go, "Hey, good morning, how you doing?" I just went, "Hey, good morning."
Generally, they at least acknowledge you.
She didn't acknowledge me. And then After she goes, it didn't even say you want your receipt, which I don't. I started to walk out. I said, thanks. Nothing. Is she mute?
No, she's working the overnight at the Stop and Shop, and she doesn't care about
job. It's one rep. Yeah, you can still not care about gigs. And still, I'm always afraid they're going to be too talkative. You know, I used to stop for coffee all the time when I lived in the other house and before I started making it at home a couple years back. And I'd walk in there, and the woman there was too talkative because I didn't want to talk to anybody. And she walks in there, hey, good morning. Hey, like, oh, shut up. Now, I want a happy medium, you know. How about an acknowledgement you're standing in front of her?
I don't remember who. I don't, like.
How about you just don't forget your coffee in the future?
Well, you know I'm not. I haven't done that in years. It just pissed me off.
This was probably 10, 12 years
ago.
I remember there was some dude who was working in the building, like filling in for somebody for like a week, 2 weeks.
Right.
And he came in the morning and would just every morning pop in like the door to where I sit. Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm
I think I literally had to tell the guy like, no, you got to turn that down.
Remember when Craig would have women show up in the parking lot?
I do.
And at the old station, and he would ignore them, and they would sit in here and talk to me because I was here before Todd was at the old station. And they'd sit in here and talk to me. I went to kill Craig. I still owe him for that.
Well, at least they brought a tuna casserole.
I said, Craig's banging you. I'm not. You know, go talk to Craig.
Right. Go sit in the car.
Jesus.
I told you to sit in the car.
That was years ago, so you cannot put the timeline in there to get Craig in trouble. I will not testify to any of that. And I shouldn't even have said it anyway. But it popped into my brain about people talking in the morning. And that's funny, because that's what we do for a living. So good morning.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My weekend ended up kind of food centric.
Good for you. It's better than tequila centric.
On Friday night, this is the danger of ordering produce online.
Right.
I order some produce online. I figure I'll just get it delivered. This is later on Friday.
Right.
I could have had to come at 10 o'clock, but I could wait till tomorrow morning. And I'm looking through the peppers, and I said, $1.99 for a pound of jalapenos. I'll get a pound of jalapenos.
That's a lot of jalapenos.
And they show up the next morning, guys bringing like a hefty bag.
Oh, geez.
It's like, I didn't realize. And then I ordered like a half a pound of serrano peppers.
Just like when Jay Medicinette said, give me $300 worth of weed.
Yeah.
Because he thought it was as expensive as coke.
Yeah.
So he just said, $300 worth.
Yes.
And his dealer said, what the hell are you doing, dude?
So it was kind of that. So what am I going to do with all these peppers? Well,
what are you going to make, man?
I make a little salsa.
All right.
I make a little dip.
All right.
And then yesterday I put a bunch of them on the smoker.
Oh.
And that turned out really good.
That sounds great.
Should have pickled a few.
Yeah.
I like pickled jalapenos.
Yeah. I'll have to get your brine recipe.
It's not tough. It's not tough.
I got plenty left over.
Yeah. It's funny when you order those things. Oh, just a pound. Oh, damn. That's like 30 jalapenos.
Yeah.
Right. And then I whipped up, and full disclosure here, we are spokespeople for Piedmontese Beef.
Yes, we are.
But they gave us a little
hey,
product.
Spokespeople, yeah.
And, man.
That stuff's good, isn't it, man?
Seriously.
Yeah.
The best, and I'm a beef fan. This is the best beef I've ever had.
Is that the first time you had it? It melts in your mouth. Yeah, it really
it does.
It's good stuff, man.
And generally, like those, we had fillets. And fillets, by nature, are really not that juicy.
Yeah.
Just because there's no fat in them.
Mm-hmm.
But these were juicy and excellent.
Yeah. It's made from special cows at bench press, I believe. They bench press on the weekends.
Very muscular.
Swole.
Yeah.
Real swole.
They are swole.
Mr. Skin's going to phone the program later today. There's a new cartoon LD put together, Abortion Reveal Party. I haven't looked at it yet, but it's on Twitter and Facebook. Abortion Reveal Party.
I can't wait to
Todd and Tyler YouTube stuff.
Discuss that with a class of college kids.
That's what just he said.
Roll.
He said, play this one for the college kids.
Roll the abortion reveal party.
Hey, kids.
Now, that one's probably fine.
These kids are pro-choice. They might not agree to the abortion reveal party. But these kids today in college are pro-choice. They don't
think?
Care. Majority of them, except
would,
if you go to the Christian part of the school. You
I
know,
would guess a lot of them.
I never hung out with that area.
Although, right. If you go to a Jesuit school.
They're pro-choice,
they
too.
Might feel a little differently.
Yeah, they're knocking it off.
Or they might
that's
be
fake.
Asked
that's
to
fake.
Feel a little differently.
Exactly. You just say one
they
thing.
They might be forced to feel a little differently.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Evans will be here a little bit. Nick Allen will be here. Mr. Skeen a little later on. Monday, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It is.
Monday. All right, going back.
5-day work week.
Yeah.
We're looking
You're listening to,
it.
To the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.